Hello, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is March 28th, 2024, and I'm your host, Adam Brunner. Let's get started. Let's look at a few quick stories you need to hear. Evonik's Mapleton site in Illinois has reached a tremendous achievement by having 95% of its employees OSHA 30 certified. The site has set a new standard for health and safety training by requiring all on-site employees to complete this online training course, which covers basic health and safety regulations for the industry. Evonik's Silanes business line has opened a global semiconductor center of excellence at the Allentown Innovation Hub in Pennsylvania, with the goal of developing critical components used in the fabrication of semiconductors. The investment demonstrates Evonik's commitment to the growth of the semiconductor market. Lastly, February was Black History Month, and BUILD, Evonik's employee resource group for Black professionals, celebrated the month's theme of African Americans in the arts with a range of virtual and in-person events, including an internet series about colleagues who are passionate artists, a showcase of soul food, and a virtual bar camp where employees discussed everything from poetry to the history of Black hairstyles. Now, to our first main story. Randall Woodfin, the mayor of Birmingham, Alabama, was at Evonik's Birmingham, Alabama site this past month to witness the homecoming of the famous painting, Black Resilience, Innovation in the Midst of Resistance. The painting, which depicts retired Evonik scientist Darryl Love and other Black science trailblazers, has returned to the Birmingham labs for permanent display after what became known as the Tour de Love, where it was displayed in five of Evonik's major sites in the North America region. BUILD member Tracy Chevious led the art project last year during Black History Month, with the goal of honoring Black excellence in STEM.
This project inspired a lot of Black professionals here at Evonik. Historically, there has not been a large platform for Black scientists. So I greatly appreciate Evonik's commitment to diversity and inclusion and the support for BUILD in presenting this story in a way that highlights our very own.
For our second story, let's turn to Women's History Month. March is Women's History Month, and Evonik and Grow America's The Women's Professional Network ERG took this year's theme of Women Who Advocate for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion to heart. Grow asked employees to nominate female and male colleagues who hashtag inspire inclusion as diversity sheroes. They received 55 nominations from 7 different countries. During the entire month of March, the North America Intranet has featured these sheroes in a weekly series and talked about what they do to make Evonik a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive place to work. Bonnie Tully, regional president, was among those nominated.
Leadership means keeping the big picture and the little picture in your mind at the same time. It means being able to think about the future and the strategy of the company at the same time you're thinking about the individual employee. And when it all gets too complicated, I go back to fundamental values. Treat others as you would like to be treated.
Finally, some news out of Charleston. Evonik is investing in a plant expansion to the precipitated silica site in Charleston, South Carolina. Silica is a key ingredient in the production of fuel-efficient tires. The plant expansion will increase production capacity by 50% and make the supply chain of Evonik partners in the region resilient by enabling local silica sourcing. Operations are slated to begin in early 2026, and the expansion will also contribute to Evonik's sustainability targets. By combining the positive handprint of silica technologies with a low-carbon footprint of local sourcing and using circular raw materials, the plant will also be aligned with the sustainability targets of the tire industry. Speaking at last week's World Petrochemical Conference in Houston, Texas, this is what Evonik Deputy CEO Harald Schwager had to say about the project. North America is an important strategic growth region. With our investment in Charleston and Tippecanoe, for example, we are following our strategy of being close to our customers in the region. In this way, we are improving our processes and sustainability position. Lastly, the recording of the North America Region Town Hall is now available on the intranet for anyone who may have missed the March 19th event. A collection of questions and answers to the day's Q&A will be published later this week. Make sure to check out the North America Region intranet for that offering and more. And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for taking the time to join me today on the Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.